Underwhelming news from the Labor Department today. The U.S. economy gained 126,000 jobs last month. That's just about half of the job gains analysts had expected. On a better note, hourly wages actually went up a bit. Since the recession, the vast majority of workers haven't seen any real wage increases, so this is starting to change, at least for low-income workers. McDonald's announced just this week it will pay workers a dollar more than the local minimum wage. NPR's Chris Arnold has more.
All of a sudden, some of the biggest employers in the U.S. are giving their low-wage workers a raise. Walmart, Target, the parent company of Marshalls and TJ Maxx, they all now say they're boosting pay to at least $9 an hour this year. Some will go to $10 next year. For Walmart alone, that's a pay raise for 500,000 Americans. U.S. Labor Secretary Tom Perez told NPR today he thinks all this is a good sign.
I applaud what Walmart has done and TJX and most recently McDonald's, who also added 5 days of paid sick leave for full-time people and a pro rata share for part-time people. That's a step in the right direction.
Still, the McDonald's pay hike covers the company-owned stores, not the 90% of locations that are franchises. Perez says, of course, there is something Congress could do to reach a lot more workers, raise the minimum wage.
Because there's still too many people working a full-time job and living in poverty, and that's just not who we are as a nation.
And actually, even with the $1 an hour pay raise announced by McDonald's, some workers are still less than enthusiastic.
For me, it really doesn't mean much, and it's not enough.
That's Jameer Calhoun, who works at a McDonald's in Los Angeles. As a shift manager, he already makes $9.35 an hour. Calhoun is married and has a young child, and he says he and his wife have to scrape money together any way they can.
That runs the gamut of family, friends, public assistance, temp jobs, helping people move, those type of things.
It's been hard to survive, though, on fast food wages for a long time. So why are these companies boosting pay right now? In McDonald's case, the fast food industry has been under fire from worker protests.
Hold the burgers! Hold the fries! Make our wages supersize!
Those were workers outside of McDonald's in Milwaukee yesterday. John Gordon is the founder of Pacific Management Consulting Group. He tracks chain restaurants, and he says in part, McDonald's is worried about its image. He says it's not just the worker protests. There was a scandal over the meats being used at restaurants across China and Japan.
The problems have been horrendous. A longtime McDonald's provider was using bad beef, expired beef.
But image problems aside, Gordon says the biggest factor is probably just basic economics.
They are doing it because the economy has picked up. And the restaurants that I cover, all of them, even Cheesecake Factory, you know, has noted increased labor costs because turnover has ratcheted up and they are generally paying people more so they don't lose them.
That sounds like a good thing, more job options and better pay for workers. But actually, so far in this recession, when you adjust for inflation, the only workers seeing any real wage gains are at the very bottom and the very top of the pay scale. Larry Katz is a labor economist at Harvard. We asked him, does all this mean that we're going to start to see better pay for the middle class, too?
Yes, I think we will, but it's going to be slow.
Katz says, though, one thing that could boost pay for some people more quickly, new overtime rules. Katz says the federal rules are outdated. If your company pays you just $25,000 a year but calls you a manager, it's not required to pay you overtime. A new federal rule to fix that will be announced this spring. Chris Arnold, NPR News.